Well, if hearing about the Olympics makes you want to get out there and do some backcountry skiing yourself, maybe it's time for a trip to the mountains and forests of Vermont, where a nonprofit organization is trying to make it easier for people to enjoy outdoor activities by creating a trailside network of all-season cabins. Vermont Public Radio's Nina Keck has more.
R.J. Thompson walks across a snowy parking lot at the Yestermorrow Design and Build School in Waitsfield, Vermont.
There it is. That's our first hut.
Thompson is executive director of the Vermont Huts Association, and he points to a compact wood cabin stained a striking red.
Wow, that color's really distinctive.
Yeah, I think it's going to look really incredible during foliage season.
When he gave me a tour in December, students were putting the finishing touches on the 660-square-foot structure that'll sleep up to 10 people.
That's going to be the bunk room back there, so you can see they've started doing the drywall in there. They'll be painting it, I think, later this afternoon. Over here to your left is the actual entryway, and so there'll be a little mudroom there with a gear room and some racks for some gear.
Yestermorrow instructor Jesse Cooper says local materials and energy efficiency were key parts of the design.
Then we visited the site several times and looked at what was around there and tried to understand everything about, you know, backcountry skiers and mountain bikers and what would be an exciting thing for them to walk into.
Basics like comfortable mattresses, a propane stove, and cooktop were obvious, but he says they also wanted some fun surprises, like a corner reading nook that'll convert for sleeping and a deck that overlooks a nearby stream. This first hut cost about $60,000, paid for with a mix of grants, private donations, and membership fees. Those fees range from $35 for an individual to $65 for a family. Thompson says so far they have 186 paid members. The Green Mountain National Forest still has to sign off on the new hut's final location because it'll be on federal land. But District Ranger Chris Matrick thinks the proposed site is ideal because it's part of an existing campground and is connected to extensive hiking and backcountry ski trails.
We want to be strategic about where any proposals are put forward or any structure goes into place so that it's not, you know, creating a new recreation area where we have not desired one to be.
Vermont Huts Association already promotes a handful of other cabins in the state, but R.J. Thompson says their goal is to create a network, so they're focusing their initial expansion between Killington and Stowe. So far, he says, they've identified about a dozen prospective sites, all of which would need to undergo an extensive approval process. Unlike the larger hotel-style huts in nearby Maine and New Hampshire, which can sleep 30 to 90 guests, Thompson says the cabins in Vermont will be smaller, typically geared for 8 to 12 people, and he says all will be open year-round.
So here's where the long trail crosses Hadley Lane. The Ralston shelter's probably about a quarter mile south of here.
On a recent Sunday, Kate Warner of the Trust for Public Land and several other backcountry enthusiasts skied up to a remote cabin the Trust recently purchased. Vermont Huts had hoped to add it to its network. The 1,800-square-foot log home with three bedrooms and two bathrooms had stunning views, and the Trust hoped it would become the jewel of the Vermont Huts network. But the log home was destroyed in a suspicious fire last month, and Warner says it's unclear if it'll be rebuilt. Dave Kopic hopes so. He's a volunteer with the Green Mountain Club and says a thoughtfully designed hut network will encourage more people to get outside.
The name of our state is Vermont, and that is the essence of the state. And to find ways of enjoying Green Mountains, especially the backcountry more, should be important to all Vermonters. It certainly is to me.
Jessica Savage with Vermont's Department of Forests, Parks, and Recreation thinks a hut network would also set Vermont apart from other states.
We already have world-class mountain biking, but the concept that you'd be able to go long distance on primarily single-track mountain bike trails and then be able to stay in a hut where there are pots and pans, there's a stove to cook on, there's heat there. It would be really unique and really cool and definitely a big draw for visitors to Vermont.
And be a welcome economic engine for the many towns and villages along the trail. For Here and Now, I'm Nina Keck.